Hey there, my divine family. Sean Linnell, IVL. And this is the word. The ninth month and the ninth day. Within the 16th hour, going in to the 17th hour. 2019. Almost high. Thank you for bringing us to this day. Bless those who have transitioned upon your goodness, following the path of the righteous, but staying in the path of the straight and narrow, not going too far to the left and be left behind and destroyed in the hell and pit fire, and not going too far right so that we could become pompous in mind and inflame our egos, but staying straight and narrow. Oh Lord, thank you. All glory and grace and worship is yours. All praise is the Lord's. Amen. Discern. We have a ticking time bomb since birth, a ticking time bomb, a beating heart. Though this may be an extreme scenario, but once that bomb explodes and you not know the day, the hour, or the time, it better explode in the Holy Spirit and not in destruction. For we all, since birth, have a time and date that we know not. Live upon that faith that you are doing the works until your time ends and stops and you transition. Which way do you go? Stay straight. Don't explode in evil and upon judgment. And to see your disgust and all your sins. For we are surely naked before the Lord. Not naked like we see as physical, but spiritual. Seeing all our works, good and bad. It has already been seen and is being seen and will be seen. For the Most High sees all. As a snap picture, knows what you're going to do before you did it, before even creation, knowing all things. So do. It is within your heart. For we live this perpetual Genesis and Revelation throughout life. For discern Adam and Eve, their mistakes and their nakedness. They're being raised up in an age, likened to teens who go through puberty and learn about their bodies and life and adulthood, but not in a sense an adult yet, but a young adult, still learning, making mistakes, still doing things and trying, but still we must discern this life. We stumble at times, so do have faith, for this is surely a Genesis and Revelation each life is going through. A phase, like I said, Adam and Eve learning, having a family after, you know, after they discern their lives, their bodies, having babies, what is that means in the raising of children, you know, first coming to this knowledge and being afraid and hiding themselves and putting on garments which eventually were made for them, knowing their mistakes that the Most High already foresaw. Everything's purpose for perfection and a perfect result and end in a promise that the Most High has given us. So Genesis and Revelation is what we all go through perpetually. For we shall see revelations in our own life, a revelation to us. And that judgment is where you go in the end. From the accumulation, spiritual accumulation of your deeds, in the end, surely being judged, all people, all souls go through this. No matter what nation, nationality, or race, all goes through this. So discern and take heed to that. And in doing this, I only bring about personal information to help people, not to speak on myself and go grander or gratify my own self, because that is not me. If anything, that's irritable, you know. It's uncomfortable to be worshipped as an idol or to be idolized when that is a sin. Surely it is, and we are in the days of not only idolizing things that do not move, that are made by the hands of man, and we have extended that idolization into people, celebrity, that shows that shall fall in Scripture. But though discerned that all are not bad, most are bad, but some are good, the few are chosen, discerned. I try not to bring personal names and people who I know in my heart that are decent and good. For I like to give an example, but I do not like to put people names out there as if, you know, bringing them to the forefront to be sought out. And this has happened in the past. But discern the workings of the Most High and its mysteries. You are surely protected if you follow the path. Worry not about this, these other things working in the darkness, for they are lower things, lower rankings, as if they have no rankings at all. But the Most High allows things so that we become separate in the end, away from the wicked. And the righteous shall walk in the path safe forever. So, when I was speaking on the reason why I brought this up, I want to show a personal perspective on things to give you the insight of being human, having mistakes, living in this flesh. It comes with sin. It says it in Scripture. It is obvious to our eyes and our living. So, I wanted to bring up an example, but I will hold off on that because of the wickedness of this world. But to give an example, since I brought it up, one of my personal observations that has been on my heart and my workings is just discerning the kings, the prophets, the things that the Most High puts on my heart to do. I do not put it on my heart. It's the Most High. And if anything that I said that calls you to deter from the way, put it on me. It's mine. I accept my faults. For the perfection is shined through and through by spirit, by soul. But when we come to flesh, we must be valiant. Be upon, you know, our emporium of divine stance, of standing upon that safe ground, that holy ground, and being erect as a stone that is not moved, and that is standing strong upon the word of the Most High. So a little personal homework that I've been perpetually given is to give you a concise idea or notion or of what I'm speaking. Looking at the similarities of Abraham or Abraham, yourself, Joseph, Moses, Mosiah or Moses, Solomon, John the Baptist, Elijah, and other things. And I say this because the Most High puts personal things in our lives that is likened to our spiritual MOS, mode of specialty. We all have one. We all have a gift, a talent. Do that. Entice that. Enhance that. Be enticed by it in goodness. And do. So just to move on, I don't want to linger on that too much because there's only certain things that I can reveal. So, but I want to reveal that we are human. We go through things and the Most High gives us individual challenges that benefit the mass, the few that are chosen, which we all wish that many will make it. But we discern this world and we see the wickedness. We see the inconsistencies of peace and then war and man's version of wrath when the Most High is in control, created all things, the good and the bad. So discern. I spoke on this before in the past. Excuse me, I'm a little energetic in this one because of the things that I've been shown recently. But I spoke on this in past videos in doing this. National emergencies. We try, but we don't have something solidified for us as a nation. Other countries I've observed throughout life have emergency plans, but we in United States America, which U.S. is corporation America, are showing our weaknesses through media, showing our, you know, disconnection through entertainment media, through news and all these things. And we're giving our face, we're showing our weaknesses, we're showing our demise, which we've been shown, but the Most High put things in our hands so that we may see, since we have free will, that we may see that it's not by our works, but His works, and that we do have purpose. But sometimes we can go too far and not hearken and not call on to the Most High when we need assistance. For we're here for a reason. And there's a reason why we must do things, put it on ourselves to do and not depend on the Most High, but not put all things in the hands of the Most High, but not put all things that you are to do and to pass on and say, oh, Most High, do it for me. For why are you here if that was the case? So we lack national plans, and I spoke on this before. Living in the South, knowing it's the country, knowing it's a surplus of goods, a surplus of nature. When chaos comes, and if those not follow the chaotic structure that has been shown, earthquakes, fire, pestilence, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. If you discern those areas of chaotic action, you would see destruction. But those who work in harmony, and knowing that destruction is upon them, but still having faith and working in harmony, you see less of a destruction, less of a chaotic happening. For instance, if chaos hits, there are people in your family that you can text or notify rather than blow up all the phone lines, calling everybody, you know, causing more chaos. There is order, and the Most High has given us order, and it's in scripture, ancient scripture of order. If you look at the ancient civilizations who were vastly successful during a long duration of life, they had order. So order is what we need. Supplies, food. This is the country. This is the South. You have all kinds of safe havens. But put your faith in the Most High. Do not put your faith in these things, yet have a mind, a common spiritual sense of self, and to do, and to believe, and have faith in the Most High. For He can give you a safe haven, and you go there, and it'll be destroyed while you are there. Discern faith, discern goodness. Worry not about the things that the Most High may come to pass that is destructive. If you are righteous, you are safe. And worry not about things being placed on people, and you may think that these people are cursed. You know not the workings of the Most High. Some people go out in transition because it was their time, not because they were cursed. So there is many mysterious things that the Most High knows all, created all, and brought this into existence. So it is obvious that the Most High knows all these things and has given us a lot of things that most of us, we do not discern. and those with the discerning eyes, those who see, see, those who hear, hear. But those who see and those who hear have a spiritual responsibility to warn. For it shows in scriptures of the watchman and the watchman not taking watch properly. So within natural emergencies, if you discern to eliminate chaotic action and to see the resources already there and to harmonize thyself, you will see less destruction. You see faith. You, if you put your faith, and that is faith to me, when you are at peace, even upon destruction, you have faith that the Most High judgment is perfect, and that within that judgment you are preserved. Wish not harmful things on people. Pray for them, and continue your spiritual deeds. So, I want to elaborate more so on that, but I must move on. And again, I spoke on, and some things I'm bringing up that I spoke on in the distant past, excuse me. Family ranking, using that order. When things are out of our control, like an unruly child. And if you are one of those parents that just can't control, you tried everything. Well, we're used to in ancient times, and if we know our heritage and culture, we had cousins and uncles or people within our families, and we had rankings and a chain of command within family and people to call. And it perpetuated beyond that, even so. We had our people to help. And we seen remnants of that within societies coming together, you know, teachers and within schools, you know, help raising your kid, which is not their job, but doing their job correctly. And their parent entrusting in that teacher. And their teacher also entrusted in that parent to keep the guidelines and the parenting upon that child. So that child won't come to a place where they are away from their family, their parent, and they want to act a fool, as we say. And now it is taken into the hand of one that has not had your child. But if some form of retribution, some form of discipline is placed on your child, see it as an error upon you as well. But also discern that there are people out there that harm our children, and that our children have to communicate these things to us so we can better justify through the grace of the Most High, through the love, it's like the Most High Son has expressed Christ, the Messiah, the Son. And I would not continue on that because I've spoken on these things. And maybe later I will elaborate, but all things are in the control of the Most High. So these things I spoke on before, and I try not to elaborate too much on things spoken on already. And again, the wilderness have many resources. Look at Moses, look at the Exodus, look at the things within nature, the healing attributes of nature. Look at the perpetualisms of what wilderness is. It's not just always speaking of a wooded area or a jungle or what have you, or the country, outskirts of a city. Or this is a spiritual. A wilderness is what we're seeing now, chaos amongst us, you know, no consistent peace. But order was brought through Moses to get us out of these things. And not just him, but using Moses as an example before Most High has a handful or a plethora of spiritual workers that has graced us, showing the way to come out of the wilderness of sin. Within our communities, I focus hard on the communities of Judah as well. The violence, Judah fighting against Judah. leaving the child fatherless, or causing a mother to become a widow. I spoke on a thing that the Most High put on my heart in the past, and I spoke on this before, of how the women, the mothers, the daughters were marching these hoods or these communities of distraught. I guarantee none shall harm you. Sing praises and joy and tears and happiness to preserve that hood, that violent place. But this is something that many may see as not a good recommendation, for they see not faith. And if you are lacking, we'll have that valiant soldier before the pack, walking, making sure you are protected. For what soul, what weak soul will cause harm on these precious things that are crying in pain and that are tired of our people committing the same acts against themselves, deterring and turning their ways from the commandments, the ways that we had by ancient antiquity that kept us honed in as one, as a heritage, as a culture. But we have been disbanded. But worry not, for faith is there. And in the end, it is a happy ending for the righteous, surely. For all things have came to pass within our ancient scriptures and are coming to pass. And there are those within hidden groups and in the hidden in general, they're letting you not know these things. They know, but they're not well high in the rankings to really express these things. And I'm speaking spiritually. But they do know some things that the world, that the flock, that is scattered, but coming back, and that are honed in a safe place. They may not know these things, but follow the Spirit. Worry not on what is not placed upon your heart to discern. We all have our own spiritual gifts. And I say that in a plural fashion, gifts. Bury it not and hide it not. So when the return and you are asked of your deeds, of your works, and what you were blessed upon to do, and you did not, let the shame be upon your pit of your gut,